Florida's been sort of at the tail end of things, slow to appeal, but there are three appeals pending right now. The one that was heard by Judge Garcia and ruled on, and now is waiting to see what happens in the Third District Court of Appeals, as well as the Attorney General, the state's appeal of that. There's also a claim in the county court in Miami-Dade County, as well as one in the Northern District Court of Florida, federal court in Tallahassee, and those are both pending.
And so as these cases work their way through the system, they will eventually make their way to the Third District Court of Appeals. And at that point, what can we expect?
Well, the Monroe County case, the one that's been decided and then put on hold by Judge Garcia, will make its way to the Third District Court of Appeals. That court is a panel of three judges. They will hear the arguments. Probably they will affirm, if you're asking my opinion, Judge Garcia's ruling, just because that's been the pattern uniformly around the country, that appeals courts have affirmed but also continued to put on hold the issuing of marriage licenses until the U.S. Supreme Court makes a decision. It's kind of like the Supreme Court sent out a hot potato last summer, and everybody around the country is passing it around and hoping that it'll go back to the Supreme Court for them to do the right thing with.
That's a good analogy. Yeah, the high court struck down parts of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act that had defined marriage as between one man and one woman. Now, Florida becomes the 18th U.S. state where courts have ruled against prohibitions on same-sex marriage. So it's another legal merry-go-round, and this is going to take some time to work its way through the system, isn't it?
It is going to take some time. North Dakota was the last state in which a claim was brought. So every state at some level, state or in the federal court in that state, there has been an argument brought that same-sex marriage bans should be ruled unconstitutional. So it will take a while to move around. On the other hand, I think all of us would agree that 10 years ago, we didn't see any of this coming.
The social and legal changes have been remarkable in how quickly the ground has shifted on this issue, haven't they?
Yes, and Judge Garcia relied heavily on that notion. He talked about the Loving versus Virginia case in 1967, where interracial marriage laws against interracial marriage were found unconstitutional. And he talked about Japanese internment, about women's right to vote not happening until 1920, and used those examples to talk about how social change compels the courts to recognize new fundamental rights that cannot be overturned by voter initiatives or just the will of the majority.
So it seems almost inevitable, doesn't it, Greg, that the High Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, will take this up again as all of the issues throughout several states wend their way back up to the top?
I would be very surprised if that did not happen in the relatively near future. There are two or three federal circuit courts of appeal that have issued affirming decisions of lower federal courts, decisions rejecting the bans on gay marriage. And once we start to get federal appeals courts making rulings and sort of waiting on what to do next, that tends to be a sign that the Supreme Court has got to take notice.
In the meantime, though, Florida couples seeking to wed must be made aware that it remains on hold in this state.
It does. There was a week, the past week, in Monroe County only, where same-sex couples were getting ready to line up and get married, but that, as you pointed out earlier, was put on hold because the Attorney General immediately filed a notice that the state was going to appeal.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Of course.